Moses is coming down from Mount Sinai, but he doesn't realize that he looks different than he did before. His face is shining. He is lit up like a light bulb. You could even describe it as horns or rays of light coming out from the face of Moses. And the people of Israel were afraid to look at him because of it. I mean, we would be afraid to look at him too. When was the last time we saw someone who had light coming out from them because they were producing it themselves? It was a very strange sight indeed. But this strange sight, Christians, the glowing face of Moses, had a source and a purpose. And the source of that, the reason why Moses' face shone in this way, was because he was reflecting the glory of God. If we think of God's glory as being like the sun, well, then Moses' face was like the moon, reflecting that glory to the people. And after all, Moses has been in the presence of God. He's been very, very close, even physically, to the all-holy God. Israel was told, in no uncertain terms, that no one could touch the mountain. Animal or man that touched the Mount Sinai would be put to death, because God had come near. But Moses, on the other hand, had stood on top of the mountain for more than 40 days. He had been very near to the presence of God. And you can't be that close to God, even with a covering, something protecting you, without being changed in some way. If we want to think of an analogy to help us understand this, we might think of those lamps that when the sun shines on them, they charge up so that then they shine during the night. Or something which glows in the dark after it's been in the light for a while. It's a similar sort of way with Moses. He had been changed by the glory of God, and his face had become radiant after seeing God face to face. But this reflected glory had a purpose. After all, we hear later on priests being in the temple or the tabernacle just as close to God's presence, and their faces never shone with light. They never shone with glory. So this isn't just something that automatically happens whenever you're in the presence of God. But rather what was happening here is that his face is shining to show that Moses speaks for God. This is why our reading tells us that whenever he would have his show his shining face to the people, they would know that they were listening to God. And this was important partly because the people needed someone to be between them and God. When they saw all the things that were happening on Mount Sinai, the fire and the lightning and the thunder and the shaking and everything, they were afraid. And so they had said to Moses, Exodus chapter 20, "You speak to us and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us lest we die." And so that's what Moses was doing. Moses spoke to God for them, and he also spoke to them for God. And in this way, they would be reminded that what Moses was saying to them was in fact God's words and not his own. The kind of words that they needed to hold on to, the kind of words that they needed to pass down from generation to generation. They could be certain, beyond all doubt, that this was God's man, and they could see it immediately in his face. But this was also important, Christians, because of the situation that Israel was in. Israel had sinned a great sin. As they were staying there at the foot of Mount Sinai, they had made a golden calf. They had worshipped it instead of the Lord, and they broke the covenant that God was making with them, even as he was giving it to them. And we can see how that led them, how they treated Moses because of it. In fact, we are told, Exodus chapter 32, "As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." They treated him as nothing. He was just a man. He was no longer God's man to them. He was not the one who spoke for God, but the one who was the cause of all of their problems, at least in their own minds. And so the shining face of Moses showed them beyond all doubt that this man and no other spoke for God. And they were afraid to see it, because even that reflected glory, even that borrowed glory of God was hard for them to bear. They would look at Moses' face and feel the weight of their sins. They would know that God had come near to them. And they listened to him now, carefully, as they looked upon his face shining with that glory of God. But this glory was such, Christians, that it could be hidden. Moses put a veil over his face. This borrowed glory of God that he had was something that could be hidden so that Israel did not always have to see it. And whenever Moses was not speaking directly for God, he would cover it up so that Israel would not be afraid. And in that way, it became a sign for them. When the veil was off and they could see his face, it was time to pay attention. It was time to listen. But Paul also shows us in our epistle reading for today that this veil showed that this glory was something that was passing away. It would not go on forever. You think of those lights again that sit out charging up in the sun. You leave them in the dark for too long, pretty soon they won't work. Even something which glows in the dark will eventually fade away. That's the way it is with a reflected glory, with a borrowed glory. Moses was not shining on his own, and eventually they would not see that glory anymore. Because even what God was putting in place on Mount Sinai, Christians, was not meant to go on forever. It would also pass away, because it pointed towards something that was still yet to come. It pointed towards the glory that was yet to be revealed. And that glory, Christians, has come to us in Jesus Christ, the only Son of the Father. This is why John says in the beginning of his gospel, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." And Jesus is not shining with a borrowed glory. Jesus is shining with his own glory, because he is the Lord. Just like he shone with his glory on the Mount of Transfiguration, when he was changed before them to shine as bright as the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. That was not the kind of glory that could be hidden. And when we look at Jesus, we are looking not at the moon, but at the sun. And we see a light which will never fade away. Because Jesus is God, the eternal Son, and he has come to show us the Father. And this greater glory that we see in Jesus, Christians, also shows us that when we listen to Jesus, when we listen to his words, we are hearing the very voice of God. Take the Transfiguration again, Matthew 17. "He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.'" So if you want to know the truth, you don't have to go anywhere else. If you want to find life, you don't need to listen to anything other than Jesus. Because here is God's own voice. Jesus is the living Word. Jesus is the eternal glory. And all who come to Him will not perish. All who listen to Him will never be put to shame. And for that reason, Christians, we should hold on to what Jesus says. Why would we turn aside from Him to listen to anything else? Here is the truth. Here is the life. I mean, Jesus tells us, for example, that we are saved by grace through faith. That is who we are. Why would we go anywhere else? Why would we think that something else is more important? As if our own works, for example, could somehow save us. Why not listen to what Jesus says and hold on to those words? Because they will never fail us. Or even when the world tries to tell us that God is wrong about something, who are we going to listen to? Who better to tell us how all things have been made, how this world was created, than the one who made it? Who better to tell us what it means to be male and female than the one who made us male and female? Who knows better how our lives have purpose, how we find happiness, than the one who works all things for good for those who love God? Christians, let us not be like Israel, promising to listen to God only to turn away from Him. But rather, let us listen to the living voice of Jesus Christ, who has brought to us the eternal Word, and we can know that His words will never pass away. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, who in these last days has spoken to us by Your Son, teach us to always listen to Your voice and to be faithful until the end, because You have given us the words of life and truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.